We have the diaries of Flinders Petrie when Carter arrives. He says, well, I didn't know how good this kid was, so I put him to work in a dump, you know, in the garbage dump, working, going through there, seeing what they had thrown out at Tell Alamarna. And this is where Howard Carter got his first archaeological training as an artist and an excavator under Flinders Petrie. Later, another excavator, Percy Newberry, who is excavating at a place called Beni Hassan. Beni Hassan hires Carter as the artist, and Carter sees more excavating. Nobody's trained as archaeologists then. And eventually, at the age of 26, Howard Carter becomes the Inspector of Antiquities for the Valley of the Kings. He gets the job of being Inspector for the Valley of the Kings. Now, he is going to discover Tutankhamun's tomb, but not immediately, because he's not permitted to dig. He's an inspector. At this time, the person who is digging in the Valley of the Kings is an American, a wealthy American, not an archaeologist, from Rhode Island, right? Theodore Davis. Anybody who had money could excavate in the Valley of the Kings. You came, you said, I want to excavate. They wrote up a concession. Now, a concession is the permission to excavate, and it tells you where you can excavate, and it discusses the division of the finds. Usually, you get to keep half. The deal was in the old days. You excavate, you keep half, Egypt keeps half. And Theodore Davis started excavating in the Valley of the Kings. Didn't know much, but in his excavations, under a rock, his excavator, Ayrton, found a faience cup. Now, faience is a ceramic, like porcelain. And on it was the name of Tutankhamun. So that is the first thing to connect Tutankhamun with the Valley of the Kings, a faience cup. Later, Davis found a pit, small pit, maybe 5 feet by 5 feet. But in it were bandages with Tutankhamun's name on it, a couple of cups, Tutankhamun's name on it, and the remains of some animal bones, right? A very strange collection, dishes, animal bones, and floral collars, pectorals that were worn by people, made of flowers, tied on. Howard Carter was the inspector. He was just watching. Davis thought that he had found the tomb of Tutankhamun, terribly robbed, destroyed. And he said, I fear the Valley of the Kings is now played out. He published a book called The Tomb of Tutankhamun, where he said, I found it, and now there's nothing left to discover in the Valley of the Kings. So Theodore Davis gave up his concession to the Valley of the Kings. He said, I no longer want to excavate in the Valley of the Kings. Everything is discovered. Now, Carter knew he hadn't found the valley, hadn't found Tutankhamun's tomb. What he had found was the remains of a last meal eaten by the relatives of Tutankhamun when they buried him. When you buried a pharaoh, you wore pectoral, little floral collars, you had a meal, and you buried the dishes and everything else because they were sacred. So Carter knew that Davis hadn't found it. But he was not in a position to dig yet, right? He's Inspector of Antiquities. But soon he would lose his job. There was a terrible incident at Saqqara. He was transferred to Saqqara. Howard Carter was transferred to Saqqara as inspector, a kind of step up almost. And a group of French tourists were going into a tomb without tickets. You had to buy a ticket even then. And they didn't have tickets. They were drunk. And they pushed by the gafir, the guard, the Egyptian native guard for the tomb. Pushed by him. The guard defended himself, pushed them away. And this was an international incident. How dare an Egyptian touch the French? Carter stood by the guard. The guard was right. They shouldn't have come in. They were drunk. The French Inspector of Antiquities asked Carter to make an apology. Carter refused. He stood by the guard and was fired. Right? So he did the right thing. Now he was unemployed. Now enter the second discoverer of Tutankhamun's tomb, Lord Carnarvon, a wealthy Englishman. Carnarvon has a wonderful distinction. He is involved in the first automobile accident, period. He had the second car ever registered in England, and he wrapped it around a tree. As all wealthy Englishmen did then, he went to Egypt to recover, fell in love with the climate, and thought, wouldn't it be nice to excavate? But he needed an excavator. He wasn't going to take a shovel himself, Lord Carnarvon.